Rogers Almshouses. When the wealthy philanthropist George Rogers of Park Parade's Claro Villas decided to build a suite of almshouses in Harrogate, he paid £1,422 in 1866 for two contiguous plots that faced each other astride the New Avenue Place, later to be called Belford Road. On the western plot, he built the elegant series of homes, known to this day as Rogers Almshouses, the site to the west eventually being occupied by the infirmary and, later, by St Peter's Schools. Work on the almshouses, which were designed by the distinguished Bradford firm of architects, Andrews and Pepper, began in 1868. The design being for 12 almshouses built on three sides of a square, which was open to the east. The domestic Gothic design contains several pleasing features, such as the strong corbel table, Gothic windows, and a splendid pyramid-roofed clock tower rising from the centre of the eastern-facing block. This last is embellished by a sculpted beehive, emblematic of industry, and above this, the bust of George Rogers was placed in 1909, after being moved from its original position on a marble plinth in the front garden. Rogers spent £4,000 on his charitable venture, which was funded by several wise investments, which paid the charity enough to administer the almshouses and provide the carefully selected residents with a pension. The selection criteria for admission was typical of Victorian England, and I quote, "Nine of these almshouses are intended for women, either widows or spinsters, who have moved in a respectable position in life, but who have been reduced to poverty by circumstances over which they had no control, and who have lived within 3 miles of Bradford Parish Church for 3 years immediately preceding their application, and who have attained the age of 60 years. The other three houses are for similar persons who have resided for 3 years within 3 miles of Christ Church, Harrogate." In building his 12 houses in this form, George Rogers provided Harrogate with one of its most useful and attractive architectural creations, which, although diminished in 1940 by the removal of the splendid iron railings, is still a delight to the eye. Today, Rogers Almshouses are still homes whose privacy should be respected.